Zakta Hilga Mishnah Vaiter, Masechtas Yavamis, Perik Tes, Mishnah Hey, Bas Yisrael, Shenissas Lekayin. You have a Bas Yisrael who married a Kayin. So, of course, Teichel B'Truma, she's now allowed to eat Truma because her husband is a Kayin. Meis, if her husband was a Kayin died, V'lohi Menu Ben, there's a son. Teichel B'Truma, that son extends her license to eat Truma. The Pasuk says, V'yilid Beisai Hem Yoichlu B'Lachmoi, says the Bat Tanura. Chazal Darshan, V'yilid Beisai Hem Yachilu B'Lachmoi. They give the mother the right to eat. As long as there is a live child from her husband who was a Kayin, that child allows the mother to eat Truma. V'yim this is Levi, she marries a Levi afterwards, Teichel B'Meiser, she can eat Meiser but not Truma. Because now her husband is not allowed to eat Truma. And even though she still has this son from the Kayin, it doesn't make a difference. Once she marries the Levi, that takes over. Mess, if the Levi that she married died, V'lohi Menu Ben, she has a son from him, Teichel B'Meiser, she can continue eating Meiser. But no Truma. Her new son is matter her to eat Meiser, but not Truma. Now hold on. Only a Levi can eat Meiser? Yisrael can't eat Meiser? So Api Alacha Yisrael can't eat Meiser. But this Mishnah is the sheet of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds a Zar can't eat Meiser. Vaitra Zakta Mishnah. Nistas Li Yisrael. Now what happens if she marries a Yisrael? This is her third husband. She had married a Kayin, Levi, now Yisrael. At this point, Loi Teichel Loi B'Truma V'Loi B'Meiser. She can't eat not Truma and not Meiser. Mess, if her husband, who was the Yisrael, died, V'loi Meni Ben, and they have a son, Loi Teichel, Loi B'Truma, V'loi B'Meiser. So that Isser continues, neither Truma or Meiser. Even though she has a son from the Kayin and a son from the Levi, it doesn't help. She has a son from the Yisrael, and that's going to keep her married to this Yisrael. But, Mess B'Nami Yisrael, if this son from the Yisrael died, so she goes back one step, Teichel B'Meiser. She can now eat Meiser because of her son from the Levi. But she still can't eat Truma. If Mes Benami Levi, if the son from the Levi died, Teichel B'Truma. Now she can eat Truma from the Kayin. But if Mes Benami Kayin, if that son from the Kayin died, which was her first husband, so at this point, Loi Teichel Loi B'Truma V'Loi B'Maisa, because she goes back to her same status that she had before she got married. And then she was just a Bas Yisrael. So once again, a Bas Yisrael that marries a Kayin can eat Truma. If that Kayin dies and she has a son, she can continue eating Truma. If she marries a Levi, now it's only Meiser that she could eat. If that Levi dies and she has a son, she can continue eating Meiser. If she marries a Yisrael afterwards, now she can't eat Truma, not Meiser. If the Yisrael dies and there's a son, the Yisrael and Truma and Meiser stay. If the Yisrael son dies, she goes back to eating Meiser. If the Levi son dies, she goes back to eating Truma. If the Kayin son dies, she goes back to where she started with. That's a Bas Yisrael that cannot eat Truma and not Meiser.